USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Israel and Hamas war is now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided Gaza's main hospital and says it's a targeted operation against Hamas terrorists. The U.S. confirmed yesterday that Hamas uses hospitals and tunnels underneath to hide, hold hostages, and conduct war. The House on Tuesday passed stopgap legislation to keep the federal government operating past this weekend, sending the bill to the Senate yesterday. That chamber also passed the bill, and it now sits on the president's desk awaiting his John Hancock. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has expressed openness to a presidential run. The Democrat, who recently announced that he will not seek re-election in the Senate, told NBC News that his goal is to unite the political center of the country.
Every American should consider, if they're in a position to help save the country, I think we're on the wrong course. So I will do everything possible. Now, there's a lot of good people out there I hope I can motivate, and a lot of capable people, competent, that they've just given up. I said, don't give up. This is the best country in the world.
Comedian, actor, and TV product rep Kevin Hart is the recipient of the 25th Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Hart will accept the award next year on March 24th in a ceremony at the Kennedy Center. The award is named for iconic novelist and humorist Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain. Previous winners also include Bill Murray, David Letterman, Will Ferrell, and Adam Sandler. A Missouri library is celebrating the return of its oldest ever overdue book, and thanks to its no-fine policy, the person returning it owes nothing. The St. Charles City County Library in St. Peter's claims that a Sandra Boyington book was checked out in 1993. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The New Hampshire presidential primary, traditionally the first in the nation, is scheduled for January 23, 2024. In defiance of President Biden and the Democrat National Committee's preference for South Carolina as number one, New Hampshire has maintained its first in the nation primary status for more than 100 years. New Hampshire Secretary of State David Scanlon.
Using racial diversity as a cudgel in an attempt to rearrange the presidential nominating calendar is an ugly precedent.
Consuming marijuana may help improve your sleep, Dave Collins reporting.
A study conducted by Washington State University revealed that over 80% of marijuana users reported that smoking joints was more effective in promoting sleep than sleep aids such as melatonin. Additionally, 60% of participants stated that they've achieved 6 to 8 hours of sleep.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, currently serving a 21-year sentence in Arizona, is again trying to overturn his conviction in the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin filed a motion earlier this week claiming a forensic pathologist from Kansas does not believe Chauvin caused Floyd's death in 2020. Chauvin is requesting a new trial. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping were talking yesterday in Northern California. This marks the first face-to-face encounter between the two leaders in a year. The last time Xi was in the United States, he was a guest of President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago home in 2017. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.